This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Dougster is down on the farm, excuse me, with a voice that doesn't want to quit, but sounds like it is at any moment in time, thanks to the summer variant, if you will, on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, prepared for today's opportunity. We have an opportunity to share time with you, and we're ready to do it. I noticed, Jennifer, that the feds, or at least federal judge, has handed down an 8-month prison term for the first person sentenced in connection to January 6th.
Thank God they got that guy off the street. I mean, he was holding a Trump flag and taking selfies. I mean, the worst of the worst. Thank God he will be safely put away for 8 months.
I don't really know.
Feel safer today?
I don't think it's about safety, though. I mean, it's, I don't know. I think it's about respect.
I think it's a fair argument. I think there were a lot of things that were destroyed over the last year that should have resulted in arrests of people who destroyed federal buildings and all of that. But it seems that there's only one level of justice, and that is if you are doing it in the name of supporting one cause, you get a free pass. If you're in the name of supporting another cause, you're in jail for 8 months for taking a selfie. So, you know, until we get more serious.
Paul Allen Hodgkin's his name.
That's
what else
it.
Did
he walk inside? He walked inside.
So where
the
are the people that did the violence? Why aren't they being sent to jail? Who are they? There. I thought we had
like
identified a bunch of them. Yeah. Well, I don't care whether there's three of them. They should be brought to justice.
That guy with the horns is still sitting in jail. How many months later? 7 months? 8 months later? So I mean,
he was never tried.
I don't think he's been tried yet. No, I think he's awaiting trial. This is the first conviction. So, yeah, until we get serious about having an equal level of playing field when it comes to justice, I think it's ridiculous. It's laughable at this point. I mean, should the people who walked inside the chambers of the Capitol be held accountable? Yes. But so should the same people who walked inside and destroyed federal buildings and police stations and police cars. Those people were not just not punished, but they were handed bail money by our vice president. So I don't know. It just, the whole thing is, it makes you lose faith in the system, and that's unfortunate.
Well, we've had a lot of those incidents where we lose faith in faith and face,
and
if you will.
Bail money for all those, for every side of the aisle, has come from various groups. Kamala Harris was not the vice president at the time, and there were plenty of
groups. She endorses it, though. She endorses this.
That's different. Yeah, but that's different from saying like she wrote a check because she didn't. So that's kind of misleading.
Handed over money. The interns around the staff. That's the right word. Around Joe Biden they were bailing people out of jail. They themselves.
But that's their right to do as private citizens. I mean, Ricky Schroeder raised a couple $1 million to get Kyle Rittenhouse out. I mean, that's
fine. And do we think that's right? We gave him a bunch of crud for that, didn't we?
I'm just saying.
That was a good thing.
Not really.
Ricky Schroeder is a former childhood actor, not the president and the vice president. If we want a country filled with law and order, which I do, I want the vice president and the president to respect that. They do not. They've made it very clear that they do not respect that.
But you're making the same argument then, like that people on the left are upset, and the reason that Louis DeJoy, who was running the Postal Service, he apparently forced his employees to give contributions to the Trump campaign and to GOP causes, and everyone's up in arms, like, oh, how can your employer force you to do that?
Well, it's the same thing with the unions. I don't think that that's right on any. I mean, look.
So how do we make it right?
The biggest scam.
Right, but my point though is
the biggest scam is all
what your employees
that do.
But you can't. Right. The point though is you can't control, and you should not be able to control what your employees want to donate their own money to.
But that's what the teachers union does every day.
The unions everywhere do that.
No one says a word about that.
I'm not.
All of a sudden, again, you're kind of making my argument that when it's about Republicans, it becomes something we get crazy about.
No, I'm saying every single day, every employee should be able to make make their own contributions with their right. own money, regardless
so then you
of who
don't
their
support,
boss is.
So then you don't support the unions, then is what you're saying.
I'm not saying
no,
I don't
what
support
saying.
Unions. That's not what I'm saying
that's
at all.
What
I'm
saying
about
at
political
all.
Contributions. I have a member of a lot
of
friends
don't
and family.
Control their political
Jen,
contributions.
I have a lot of friends and family in various unions, and yes, and it is a big it's a big bone of contention when the union comes in and says we're going to support
Should
Trump
be.
Or we're going to support Biden. Yeah, yeah, that's a big problem. But I'm choosing to not be a member of a union because of that.
Yep.
That's my choice.
All right, let's move into this next form. How many people have heard of the monkey bee virus? Raise your hands, please. Anybody raise their hands?
I'm not to hear about any thing more viruses. To deal with. I'm at capacity yeah. with virus. Okay.
China reported in the last 24 hours the first death from the so-called monkey bee virus. It is something he was, I don't know whether this is, whether they're trying to make a case for their virus getting into primates and coming from bats and whatever it is. But anyway, the victim was a 53-year-old veterinarian who was treating a monkey, apparently. And this monkey had a virus that was a variant of COVID. So here we go. Here's another one. He worked in a research institute that specialized in non-human primate breeding and diseases. He had nausea, vomiting, and then died. So this is a very interesting. Here we have yet another circumstance. I have about a mile down the road from me, Harvard University has a primate center in which they do all of this stuff. And it's been a bone of contention. It's on the town line, actually on three town lines, about the same amount of land as I have on my farm. And they do all kinds of things in there that are unspeakable.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, how about we just stop testing on animals,
yeah.
right? It's, like, we can solve a lot of this by just
joint,
eliminating them.
There are hundreds of monkeys, chimpanzees, various primates that are not humans that are being tested all the time. And there's an 80% fatality rate on all of the things that are in there. They have an incinerator like they had over in Germany to burn the remains. And nobody seems to, because it's Harvard, nobody protests every once in a while outside. There's a gate you can't get in. You know, it's really a pretty scary situation, but it reminds me of what the report is from China with all of these various variants that are being... They're still testing these things in laboratories. It isn't like they've stopped. It keeps going on and on and on and on and on.
You know, some of the stuff, I mean, look, some of the stuff, it needs to be tested. And unfortunately, animals are probably the safest way to test it. But when it's
yes.
stuff like, when it's stuff like cosmetics or it's mm-hmm. stuff like that doesn't save lives, I just, it's a really hard, it's a hard one to explain. Like, you know, don't lipstick on a monkey or on a bunny rabbit or something like that. It just doesn't make any sense. I get it when it's for life-saving stuff, but when it's for warfare or for cosmetics or for any, I mean, just come on. I mean, can we do something else? We're pretty I mean, there's a lot of ingenuity around here. Can't we figure something else out?
All right. So I want you all to put on your imagination hats, all right? Everybody ready? Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, mm-hmm. the imagination hat. You all know about goldfish, and they weigh about, what, an ounce? Maybe 2 ounces? You've seen, you know, have you all had goldfish at one point in time in your life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ron and Keith yeah. lasted about 3 days in oil.
Okay, right. Ron. All right, so imagine how people thought when they saw a 100-pound goldfish kind of float up along the northern Oregon coast. The fish is 3.5 feet long. It looked like a goldfish because it was a goldfish, or at least some variant of a goldfish. And no one really knows whether it floated across the ocean from Japan or where the heck it came from. But a dead...
Is it radioactive?
Well, that's the question.
Oh, it's dead. It's not alive? Okay.
No, it's dead. Yeah, it washed up on the beach. And
well,
so
don't
this,
goldfish, like, keep growing? They only really are restricted by the size of their tank.
I don't
right?
know.
That's what I thought. That's what I remember hearing, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I never saw a 100-pound goldfish before, have you?
So there used to be, it's probably horrible for the fish, but remember that ping pong game that they used to do at carnivals where they had, like, the little fish bowls and you had to throw the ping pong in and then you won the fish? Well, I was really good at that, much to the chagrin of my mom, because I'd always come home with a ton of goldfish and I'd be so excited and then I would never want to take care of them. And we had some fish that, like, went totally radioactive. They got very big. It was... I don't know. They get big, I think. I think they keep growing. So one of the problems that people are doing is that when they don't want the goldfish anymore, they release them. I was just reading an article about it. No, not flush them. I was reading an article a couple days ago in the LA Times, actually, that people that get sick of their fish, they dump them into other water sources. And they're saying that's terrible for the fish. Mm-hmm. It's also terrible because it kind of ruins the whatever you're putting the fish into because it screws up the environment. Mm-hmm. For the other fish. Yeah.
Hmm. All right, in a moment, the lady who we refer to as Gaga is going to be performing again, and we'll tell you who and under what circumstance in a moment.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Let's get with Gaga, who's going to perform apparently with Tony Bennett in some shows at New York City. Why are they billing this one last time? Is there something wrong with
him? Because he has Alzheimer's and he's 95. So this
can't
is
do it anymore. Yeah. But he can remember the music. That's the interesting thing.
Yes. Well, he is booked to do his own. He has his own dates without her, but this is just 2 dates they're doing together one last time. Mm-hmm. I would love to see this.
I would too, actually.
The albums that they did together are so good, and they have such a wonderful relationship. And Gaga's really close with his wife, and it's sad. But
well,
the
apparently,
basically said if he keeps singing, then that keeps him connected to like present day and the real world. So that's a good thing for him.
Yeah. So, and that helps him not to overcome the Alzheimer's, but to deal with it in a way. You wonder how, what his real, is they just prop him up on the stage and say, okay, you're going to sing. Does he even recognize Gaga? Those sorts of things.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
He just has, I guess, moments. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, don't we all? Under the circumstances that we all have, or at least the three of you like to point to me and say, hey, forgot again. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Seven. 7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's 23 after the hour now in the DJV program, and it is time for the spotlight to shine on Jay Kirshner's lovely face and her being as she travels through the world of the trending items. You have where are the trending lists? Are they all over Twitter? Are they all over all social media?
Yeah, all of social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to turn this over to you very quickly because I'm not connected to Halsey and the boyfriend. So what's the story here other than there's a baby involved?
Yeah, Halsey, big singer, well-known on the charts, she and her boyfriend.
So you want to know what the disconnect is here, Jay? When I hear Halsey, all I can think of is the admiral that ran the Pacific Fleet during World War II. That's what I think of when I think of Halsey.
That's a pretty big disconnect there.
Well, she had a baby. She announced her baby arrived on July 14th and in an Instagram post that she just posted yesterday. Now, she's so well-loved amongst her fans, but also she's been very vocal about having a miscarriage, it happening right when she was in the middle of performing on stage, suffering with endometriosis at 23. She said she was going to have her eggs frozen just to give herself more options down the road. And now she had a baby.
Isn't that sweet? All right, that didn't sound too exciting. When is this going to stop? The business of people getting all worked up about somebody because he or she is gay. This guy that was in third round pick in the NHL draft last year. Okay, so he's gay.
Because he's the first NHL prospect to announce he's gay. So
really?
Every time there's going to be a first, it's going to be a conversation.
Not
at all. Even the NHL. Hopefully so right
not.
Now. Yeah, right now he's with the Calgary Hitmen, Western Hockey League, but he has a prospect for the Nashville Predators. Mm-hmm. What's up?
I'm just laugh at that name, the Hitmen. there must be somebody who's offended by that. The National Organization of Hitmen are probably upset about the fact that we're calling a team the Hitmen. There's a bill that's trending here in Massachusetts. The state legislature taking up this week a bill which would prohibit any team, any high school team, public high school team, from using the names of indigenous Americans, like anything that comes close to an Indian-sounding name. Nope, can't use it. So,
I mean, but can't, at this point, can't we think of better mascot names anyway?
Oh, maybe.
Are we lacking in creativity that probably badly that we just need to fall back on, like, a tomahawk something? You know, like, it's weird.
The funny thing is, I always thought it was like a symbol of honor. I mean, you don't have the Boston white nerds because white nerds aren't exactly like, you know, fierce and mighty.
Right.
Yeah, so I always thought that the hullabaloo about naming, I went to a high school, full disclosure, the Alamany Indians. They've changed that in woke culture since I left, but like, I don't know. I always thought that was something to celebrate, not necessarily look down on or stereotype. I thought it was something about being strong and, you know, guess people don't feel that way.
No, it may not be the case, but I think it's getting a little carried. We're getting a little carried away with all this stuff. All right, Toyota is doing what, Jane?
They are pooling their Olympic-themed commercials during the games. They're still going to be one of the top sponsors, and Toyota will still supply a fleet of 3,000 vehicles to the games, is what they're announcing. But they filmed the commercial earlier this year, and they're just like, nope. They didn't say exactly why they're backing out with the commercial, but there's a lot of speculation surrounding people wanting the games to even happen this year or not, especially with the rise of COVID cases in Tokyo. And according to a survey, like 48% of the Japanese public want the games to be canceled. So that's what people are speculating is the reason, but Toyota has not announced their actual reasoning.
Yeah, well, you can imagine that Japanese company would be a lot of pressure on them. I get that. Yeah. All right, so that's that story as we think about the Olympics starting this week on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Canadian province of British Columbia has declared a state of emergency for 14 days amid a surge in wildfires that have forced hundreds of people from their homes. The worst is yet to come, according to Mark Farnsworth, BC's Ministry of Public Safety. He said 299 blazes were actively burning across BC on Tuesday afternoon, including 18 that started over the previous 2 days. Thomas Barak, a billionaire who chaired President Trump's inaugural fund, was arrested Tuesday in Los Angeles, California, and charged with illegally lobbying on behalf of the United Arab Emirates. A 7-count indictment filed by prosecutors in Brooklyn, New York, alleged that Barak failed to register as a lobbyist. Frequent and bright meteors flying through the sky are upon us thanks to the Perseids meteor shower, which will go through August 24th. The meteors come from the comet Swift-Tuttle, which orbits the sun every 133 years. It was last in our solar system in 1992. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The 2021 California gubernatorial recall election is an upcoming special election to recall Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. The election will be on September 14th. Republican candidate Larry Elders on Fox News is claiming the California Secretary of State has denied his name to be included on the ballot, and lawsuits are flying.
I didn't redact something that should have been redacted, or redacted something that shouldn't have been redacted. I'm not quite sure which it is. All I know is that there's a provision that allows the Secretary of State to correct any minor discrepancy, and she elected not to do it. And that is why I believe that I was targeted. Now, a lot of people have asked me, was this racism? Now, you know me for a long time. I don't play that. And what I said is, it's not racism. It's fascism. It's Larry Elder, because they know that I'm the guy who can take this guy down. As you pointed out, I've been talking about these issues for some 30 years. I'm on in every major market in California. I have higher name recognition than any of the other candidates other than Caitlyn Jenner. People know me. I'm from the hood. I'm from the inner city. I can talk firsthand about the declining quality of schools. I can talk firsthand about why we have rising crime, why we have rising homelessness, why the cost of living has gotten so outrageous that for the first time in our state's history, people are leaving California and going to places like Texas and Tennessee and Florida. It is outrageous. There's a magazine called CEO Magazine, been around for 17 years. And for 17 years, California has been determined to be the worst state in which to do business of all 50 states. And I can turn that around, and they are scared to death.
I'm Lance Pry for USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At the hour here on the DJV program, I'm having a lot of fun with Victoria, especially as she reacts to some of the things that I'm asking about that are part and parcel of what's going on today, which is what we talk about here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Yes, what's going on today? We're talking about things, for example, down in Haiti. They have a new prime minister after President, is it Moise? Have I pronounced his name right once? I don't think I have. Is it Moise? It was
Moise. I think it's Moise. Yeah, Moise.
Okay. This guy got bumped off. Where did they find the new... there's kind of a leadership struggle going on down there, right?
Would you want to volunteer to be the new prime minister?
Yeah, right.
No. No. Okay,
I mean,
so
like,
Ben...
You know what? I'll let the other guy go first. I'll let someone else take over.
Yeah, right. Ben and Jerry stopping ice cream sales in the Israeli-occupied territory. So let me tell you a story, a personal experience story. When I was over there, and I'm trying to remember if it was the last time, it was Christmas time, 4 or 5 years ago. Greg Grunberg, the actor, Chloe from 24, and I and one other person were in a group that went over, and we had it was a fabulous time, actually. We had a great time. And we went one night to an ice cream parlor on this sort of back street just outside the old city of Jerusalem. And because 24 was the most popular show at the time in Israel, everybody recognized Chloe, and so the place went mad. And it was a waffle place next to the Ben and Jerry's. And so everybody would have the waffle, they go next door and they get an ice cream cone. And the reason I'm telling you the story is because Ben and Jerry's says, which Ben and Jerry's is now owned by an Israeli company, and they're going to stop selling their ice cream in the Israeli-occupied territories, which I find interesting. The new prime minister said it was morally wrong. I just, I find it interesting because of the anecdotal stuff. Having been there, I get a chuckle out of it because it's a little place. It's a hole in the wall. That, you know, when you see the Ben and Jerry stores over here, these big loud places, there's one in the mall in Natick in the next town from me here. It's just a big loud sign and lots of loud noise inside and lots of loud ice cream. So I find it amusing, frankly. I don't find this amusing, however, and I would like to have maybe a little clarification.
Maybe tell the story. I mean, the story is that that Ben and Jerry's is not selling the ice cream there anymore because they're making a statement about Palestine.
Did I make that clear? Wasn't that sort of clear?
The Israeli settlements, yeah, they don't agree with that.
Yeah, so they're no longer selling their ice cream in those areas. So that's the big story. I don't know. I think it was more about Chloe from 24, which I love. And I remember you going on that trip. It was fun.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, though, because that was before I got here. I've been here 5 years. 24 has been off the air since 2010.
Yeah, that's something we should be bringing 24 back, by the way. It should 100%. Start a movement. Bring it back. All right, so tell me about Becca Myers. Apparently she's a 6-time Paralympic medalist. She is blind and she is deaf. And she needs an assistant to go with her, and they won't let the assistant go with her. So who figured this out, and what do they expect? They expect good publicity to come out of this at the Olympics? She's a deaf and blind swimmer. She couldn't bring her mother and her personal care assistant to help her get around in Tokyo. So she quit. I don't blame her. What motivates these people to make this decision?
I don't know. This must be some sort of guideline because of COVID. That's what I've been seeing, is that they're not allowing family members but for the Paralympic Games, how do you these are athletes with disabilities. I don't understand how
do you not have somebody
not
go
allowed
with them?
To have that doesn't make any sense. She said she didn't want to drop out of the games, but she has no choice. She just simply cannot navigate flying over there and being in a new city that she's never been in. She just can't do it by herself. I mean, this is heartbreaking. She's been training to be an Olympian.
Why do they refer to her as late additions? That's what I didn't understand. In the announcement that came from the Olympic Committee there, they said there's no exception to late additions to our delegation list. So that's why they can't come, because they were just added.
Because they were added to it. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if it's simply because she wants to bring someone with her, that's a huge problem. How can you in good conscience send a blind and deaf person by themselves? I mean, where the heck are they going to end up? Are they going to end up at the Olympics, or are they going to end up in, you know, Ontario somewhere? It just doesn't make any sense.
All right. Did you find it interesting, Jennifer? A lot of folks, and I loathe this, but I... because of the talk radio world that I live in, and because I actually, as a human being, I like Sean. I don't have to like all the stuff he says, but I do like Sean Hannity. He apparently has been on the air on his radio and television program, basically pleading with listeners to get the shots. And there are those who are saying, "Wow, how dare you? What kind of a Republican are you?" And this gets back to the bottom line of how foolish.
I don't think everybody says that. You know, I hear this a lot from you and Victoria. I hear a lot of this from you and Victoria, that Republicans don't want the shots and that it's all about Trump.
No, I think the news media, the liberal news media, wants us to believe that.
I mean,
that's what I think. Not me.
I mean, it's gotten to this point where it's like
plenty of Republicans who've gotten the shots.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's not a political thing like everybody
doesn't want it.
Don't you understand the play here? That's the thing. The highlight is that there's a play here. And that this is part of the play to exercise to continue to divide the country.
I think it just divides
all Republicans
us, right.
think this way, all Democrats think that
and
way.
And it kind of, I mean, it trickles down from the top. I mean, you have a lot of people in leadership positions who are out there. I think we talked about this here, but I can't remember if it was here or somewhere else. But I'm pretty sure there's some, and, you know, people are saying, well, Fox News is killing people. I've been watching Fox News for months now, and they are all tripping over themselves to tell people how they've gotten vaccinated. No,
yeah.
To tell people how they've gotten vaccinated, and they do these commercials encouraging other people to get vaccinated. So I think it's really crazy when I hear this idea that Fox News is killing people, and that's what was floated yesterday by the Surgeon General. All these other people are coming out and saying that Fox News is killing people. Yesterday, you watched Fox.
That's irresponsible.
You were seeing everybody talking about, oh, I got my vaccine, because now they're like overreacting, so everybody's telling you their vaccine story on Fox. It's like, oh gosh,
well,
nobody cares.
But Tucker Carlson has been very against it. He has had a lot of anti-vaccine rhetoric. Marjorie Taylor Greene got temporarily suspended from Twitter because of vaccine misinformation.
But she shouldn't be. That's her. That's the thing, is that it's her choice to say those
things. But there's
a different thing,
right? And this is what I've said before, and this is what I stand by. There's a very, very big difference between saying, I, Marjorie Taylor Greene, do not want a vaccine for X, Y, and Z reasons.
I swear on the Bible.
That's one thing. That's one thing. That's your opinion, and that should never be taken down. But when you're spreading actual misinformation about what's in the vaccine, that's where it becomes a public liability. And I think that's where you're seeing these social media companies trying to figure out where
you
that
mean, like,
line is.
Like putting a chip in the vaccine, that kind of stuff?
Look,
is that what
yeah,
you're
that kind of
yeah.
stuff.
First of all,
that it'll kill you
just for clarification. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a congressperson. She doesn't work for Fox News. So she's not part of the Fox News bandwagon.
No, I
that's
number
one.
To that.
Number two, Tucker Carlson does a lot of great information about for people who want to hear the other side. Look, this vaccine is not perfect. It was not blessed by God and filled with golden juice. I mean, that is going to make us all the... I mean, it's a great vaccine for a lot of people. It works. But it's like people can have thoughts that don't necessarily add up to what other people believe. So if somebody wants to question it, thinking people used to be able to think critically, take in all the information, and make a decision that's best for themselves. So I don't hate what Tucker Carlson does, because I think he gives up people stuff to think about. He's not saying not to get the vaccine. He's talking about
some anti-vaccine rhetoric. That's
like what?
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's the kind of stuff, all of, he wants to, you know, he doesn't want any proof of vaccine stuff, which I have
I don't either.
Works at Fox News, and that's what companies are doing. So
yeah, but I think it's totally un-American.
Very conservative media companies are doing this. So behind the scenes at Fox News, everyone has to show that they've been vaccinated, but they're letting the host go on the air and say the opposite.
But to say that you're an anti, and I think this is really important to talk about, because I am not anti-vax, but I am definitely 1,000% anti-vax passport. I just am. I don't want the government's control in my life.
I don't want them giving me an app.
And so to say that Tucker Carlson is giving anti-vax rhetoric when he's coming out against
a
vaccine passport, I mean... Who cares? You know, I think people, I don't know, I feel like we have to be able to be critical thinkers.
Yes, I agree with you. So I want to, that's a perfect lead in to all of the hoopla about this trans model who is now on the cover, I think, of Sports Illustrated, and that hoopla about that. What are we there are issues and then there are issues. And is this really an issue? We'll deal with that in a moment after these words.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
All right, 46 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen along with the ladies of the day, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. So this lady, Lenya, is that how you pronounce her name? Lenya Bloom? How do you pronounce her name?
I think it's Lena, but I'm not sure.
Oh, Lena. Oh, okay. No, the Y is not pronounced then. Okay. So she's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Mm-hmm. And she was a man and now is a woman. So what? Is my reaction
well,
to that.
She's the first trans woman of color to appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Okay, so what?
It's a big deal.
It is?
Well, because it doesn't affect you, and it doesn't mean anything to you, but it means something
to trans
women.
Well, why do we make a big
deal?
Are we making a positive good deal out of it? That's my question. Is there some positive coming out of
it? Yes, because representation matters to people. Mm-hmm. And so to see someone, I mean, she was shocked that they even put her on the cover. She said it herself. She said, you know, this is something that I'm not a pioneer here, but other people have paved the way for this, for me to live my life
openly
and freely.
Did she get asked to go to a photo session to be on it and competition to be on the cover with others, or what is
the way that I've seen Sports Illustrated work in the past? They do all the photo shoots and then they sort of reveal later on who the covers are going to be. So
right,
when
so
you're shooting it, you don't know if you're going to be on the cover.
This is an interesting
combo. There's been pushback because you think about the audience that Sports Illustrated is marketing to, and many people think
dirty old white men.
Yeah, they went too far in kind of in the face of diversity. I mean, this episode's not, or this issue is not quite your normal Sports Illustrated.
I think there's way too much emphasis placed on diversity. However, in this circumstance, this is an interesting combo. She's a trans woman. She's black and Asian, as far as her descent is concerned. And it just shows you, I guess, in the sense I'm one who believes completely in diversity, and it's an interesting diversity pitch, much as anything else. When somebody uses the term taking the world by storm, I don't know I'm getting into that, but I find it an interesting, I find it interesting to read her background, frankly. And so that's I'm interested, but not because of the reason that most people think I'm supposed to be interested, I guess. It just is interesting. I don't know. I maybe leave it at that, and everybody can figure out. I've given it the attention it deserves.
This whole swimsuit season for 2021, Sports Illustrated, they have, I think, the first plus size model. They have the first
variations.
Trans woman. They have a lot of. They're celebrating a lot of different body types, and I think that's
Megan Thee Stallion or how do
she's
you
the first? It? Yeah, the Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah, she's the first rapper.
What makes her a stallion? By the way, I'm looking at a picture. She doesn't look like any stallion I've ever seen. What makes her Thee Stallion? Why that name?
Question is, will this appeal to men? Will the issue sell? Because that's who their audience is. Right?
There's enough stuff hanging out.
Maybe more women are the audience now.
Yeah, well, isn't that too? It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, it's time for us to spend some quality time with our pal Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com, who was in, well, he was, the website wasn't. Nick was in Chicago. I suppose the website was there because you represent the website, right? At the Chicago Auto Show. So what sort of recap do you have for us as to how you were impressed or not as to the events and the people that were there and the folks who were displaying? What did you take away?
You know, it was a great effort to get back out of the pandemic, but it was about a third of the size of the regular show. And so that's a little disappointing. And for consumers who are paying money to come in to see it, I mean, I think that might have been a bit of a shock to go, wait, we were the 1 million square feet. We were the largest auto show by space in the country, and now we're not. And so that was a little disappointing. But look, listen, pandemics messed a lot of things up, Doug. Yep, so we had to put our big boy shoes on and start again.
Back to work again. Toyota, speaking of putting big boy shoes back on, Toyota has announced it will stop donations to Republicans who object to the certification of Biden's Electoral College victory. I thought that was pretty interesting on a couple of levels. The fact that Toyota admits publicly to giving donations to politicians. It's something that we all know is a dirty little secret. But this is a Japanese automaker that has donated tens of thousands of dollars to corporate PACs and to those who are running that they think can influence their business, I'm guessing. I think it's pretty out of place, frankly. What do you think?
Well, Toyota's a really interesting car company when it comes to this, or automobile manufacturer. So let's look at them all. All of those numbers of their donations are reported. There are companies that report who donates to who is right-wing, who is left-wing. Right. And it's a whole fascinating subject on its own. Toyota have been almost down the middle, 50%. You have to remember that they are based in Plano, Texas, just outside Dallas, so they're in a Republican state. They donate to their local politicians, which tend to lean them slightly Republican. But they're also super progressive. They will not get involved in dirty politics. So Toyota will also not they will not buy advertising on any news source whatsoever. So you'll never see a Toyota ad inside news. You'll see it inside weather or sports, but never inside news, because they have a news-free policy, because they try not to take sides. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that they're saying now these guys are just too far outside of the fringe for us to be involved in. And I don't think it's going to be the last. There's other people that do the opposite. There's car companies that are much more right-wing and car companies that are much more left-wing. It's a difficult game to play because you have unions, because you have a factory, because you have communities, and you're based in states where you need local politicians to help you build factories. It's a difficult road to navigate, and I honestly think that it's probably right that Toyota don't, but they probably also don't donate to people on the left-wing who are outspoken mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting. People ought to know that that's the sort of thing that's going on. It's so rampant. Yep. It's deliciously decadent and deliriously dominant, but really dangerous. I think the whole system is so damned. Oh my God! So have you ever been to you must have been to a public auto auction. I love going to auctions, but I've never been to a car. There's the largest car auction in the country, if not the world, takes place here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, an old General Motors plant that got converted into an auction house. And three times a week, they run thousands of cars through the auction. Yeah. And this appears to be something, you know, that the dealers can get into, and you understand that. But who goes to public auto auctions, and why would they have one? What's your experience with that?
Yeah, dealers and wholesalers mostly. So what happens is somebody will buy a bunch of cars at one end of the country, like, for instance, Seattle and Portland, and put them on a truck because they are getting huge prices in Miami, that kind of car is right now. So maybe a Lexus and SUVs, and they'll drive them down. I mean, that's exactly what they do. So these guys are grabbing all the cars they know are hot in one place and transferring them to another place. I can't go to those places because I'm like a five-year-old and I cannot stop bidding. And I said, oh, that's nice. I keep putting my hand up, and then I realize, I just spent my, my retirement fund because I got too excited.
I'm looking at an auction here. A 1969 Chevy Camaro SS sold for $23,500 at an auction, a public where the public went in, you know, and I think that speaks to. I had one of those once, and I think it was worth. I paid $8,000 for it, and I credited it to someone for $27,000, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
it's like Christmas.
Yeah, hello. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And talk to you next week. Nick Miles, check out his R Auto Expert. It is expert. It's a great website.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.